Good day, I'm John Sparks for Mike Powers. This is KWIN News. Motorists traveling through Marion County on Interstate 24 should prepare for overnight lane closures over the next several weeks as the Tennessee Department of Transportation continues a rockfall prevention project near Mont Eagle Mountain. According to TDOT, contract crews will be working on I-24 West between mile markers 137 and 138 throughout June. Drivers should expect reduced speeds, lane shifts, and possible delays while crews are working in the area. The ongoing project is designed to help improve safety along this section of Interstate 24 by reducing the risk of rockfalls and debris reaching the roadway. Dade County residents will have an opportunity to provide input on the proposed fiscal year 2027 budget for Dade County schools next week. The Dade County Board of Education has scheduled a public budget hearing for Monday, June 8th at 5 o'clock p.m. at the Dade County Schools Central Office located at 52 Tradition Lane in Trenton. School officials encourage community members to attend the meeting and participate in the budget discussion. The public hearing will begin at 5 o'clock p.m. Monday, June 8th. Students in Dade and Walker counties now have a new resource available through the Cherokee Regional Heritage Library System's free tutoring program. The library system has announced its Time with Teachers program, a free educational initiative funded by the Frank P. Pierce Foundation. The Time with Teachers program offers free one-on-one tutoring for students in Dade and Walker counties who are at risk of failing one or more subjects or who scored below proficient on the Georgia Milestones assessment. Library leaders say they are excited to welcome the tutoring team as the program continues expanding educational opportunities for local students. A legal battle is underway over Tennessee's new Fair Prescription Act, a law designed to prevent pharmacy benefit managers, insurance companies, and pharmacists from operating under the same corporate ownership structure. Governor Bill Lee signed the legislation into law in May. The measure is set to take effect January 1, 2028, giving affected companies time to comply with the new requirements. Supporters of the law say it will increase competition, lower health care costs, and give patients more freedom to choose where they fill prescriptions. The Tennessee Pharmacists Association has also voiced support for the legislation, calling it a major step toward protecting patients and independent pharmacies. The case is expected to move through federal court over the upcoming months. Because the law does not take effect until 2028, legal experts say the dispute could continue for several years before a final resolution is reached. Well, the Atlanta Braves are in action tonight as they open up a three-game weekend series against the Pittsburgh Pirates at Truist Park. Airtime 6 o'clock. First pitch for tonight's game is scheduled for 7:15. You can hear all the action live right here on your home for the Braves, KWIN. NASCAR returns to KWIN this weekend as the NASCAR Cup Series is headed to Michigan International Speedway for the Firekeepers Casino 400. Be sure to tune in after the Braves Sunday right here on your home for NASCAR. That's your KWIN News Update. Stay up to date at discoverday.com and throughout the day right here on the home of the Braves, Georgia Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 106.1, and 1420 AM. Classic hits, KWIN. For Mike Powers, I'm John Sparks.